Hello, this is Chaplain Bunny Gregory. I'm on the Mobile Chapel trucking for Jesus across this country, and I dedicate this message today to you. I call it Call Home. That's my topic today, Call Home. You know, the Word of God tells us to call home. Before I read my scripture text, I want to explain what he means when he said call home. In Jeremiah 33:3, you could say God showed you how to get in touch with him. In other words, we could call it his phone number, Jeremiah 33:3. He said, call upon me, and I will answer thee and show thee great and mighty things that thou knowest not. The word of God, I want to say it again. Call upon me, and I will answer thee. Show thee great and mighty things that thou knowest not. I want you to understand today that you need to call home. I want you to understand today that God is attentive to your cry. That God is listening for your call. That they're waiting for your call up in heaven. Call upon me, and I will answer thee, and show thee great and mighty things that thou knowest not. My scripture text today is taken from 1 Thessalonians, the 5th chapter, starting with the 16th verse. The word of God says, rejoice evermore. The 17th verse, he said, pray without ceasing. The 18th verse said, in everything giving thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. The 19th verse says, quench not the spirit. The 20th verse says, despise not prophesying. The 21st verse says, prove all things and hold fast to that which is good. The 22nd verse said, abstain from all appearance of evil. The 23rd verse said, and the very God of peace sanctify you wholly. And I pray, God, your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. I want to read just these verses of Scripture one more time. The 16th verse said, rejoice evermore. The Word of God says in the 17th verse, pray without ceasing. The 18th verse says, in everything giving thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. The 19th verse says, quench not the spirit. The 20th verse says, despise not prophesying. The 21st verse says, prove all things and hold fast to that which is good. The 22nd verse said, abstain from all appearance of evil. The 23rd verse says, and the very God of peace sanctify you wholly. And I pray, God, your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Let's pray together. Lord Jesus, add your blessings to the reading of your precious word. And I know, Lord, when we hear your word, it will be different. I know, Lord, that you will deal with every heart under the sound of my voice. I know we didn't accidentally come down this way, but you planned it from the foundation of the world. Have your way with our hearts and lives today and change us and raise us up and renew our strength. In Jesus' precious name we pray, amen and amen. Have you called home lately? Have you called home to talk to your Heavenly Father? Have you prayed today? The Word of God said, rejoice evermore. You know, you can't rejoice without praising God. Have you ever tried to be joyful and praise and rejoice evermore? He wants us to rejoice evermore. He wants us to be excited about His Word evermore. He wants us to be calling on Him evermore. He wants us worshiping Him. I was with a missionary not long ago, and this real dignified lady comes in, and she told her all about what she was doing because they went to school together. And she went on and on and on and on. But all at once, a little missionary spoke up and said, but where do you worship? I asked you today, where do you worship? Do you rejoice evermore? Are you keeping the code of conduct? Are you calling home? If you're not calling home, if you don't have an intimate relationship with God, if it's not a love affair that's up to date, let me tell you something. You need to call home. We need to call home today. We need to get in touch with God today. We need to rejoice in Jesus today. The Word of God said, rejoice evermore. If you read the book of Philippians, he said, rejoice. And again, I said, rejoice. Didn't say rejoice in self, but rejoice in Jesus. We need to rejoice in Jesus. We need to rejoice as we worship our God. We need to rejoice and celebrate and praise our God because His mercy endures forever. We need to get excited about God. We need to be quick to tell people what God has done for us. We are serving Almighty God, and we need to rejoice. You say, when will we rejoice? We'll rejoice when we begin to seek His face, when we begin to call home, because He's going to show us great. The Word of God says, great and mighty things that thou knowest not. We don't have to know it. We don't have to understand it. We need to have faith in God. We need to be rejoicing in Jesus. He said, rejoice evermore. I live in a country that does not rejoice like they should. And no, they're not calling home. They're not in fellowship. I see people. I was at the table with a man not long ago, and he was a Christian. His wife was on the other side of the table. And you know, he was kind of rude to her. And he said ugly things to her. And I finally asked him, I said, brother, don't you ever tell your wife that you love her? And he said, you know something? I told her 45 years ago when I married her that I loved her. And he said, if anything ever changes, I'll tell you. I'll let you know. How about us? Is that the way we treat God? We got saved 45 years ago, and God wants us to call home. Have you called home lately? Have you called home to worship your God? Have you come into God's house? Are you rejoicing in Jesus? He said, rejoice evermore. He wants us to rejoice all the time. Not only the time that we're in His sanctuary, but I'll have you know that everything and everywhere and even the firmament is God's sanctuary. Let me tell you today, God wants you to call home. God wants you to get in touch with Him. You know, when our children are out late at night, we're concerned about them. But you know, when they call home, they say on that telephone, Papa, I love you. Or Daddy, I love you. Or Mama, I love you. It means something to us to know that they're safe, to know that they're all right. We want them to call home. We want them to stay in touch. And that's the way God is tonight. He says, rejoice evermore. That 16th verse says, rejoice evermore. This is 1 Thessalonians 5:16. And God wants you to call home. God's excited about you calling home. He wants you to rejoice in this place as you call home. The second verse, the 17th verse, the second verse that we go read today is pray without ceasing. I want you to look at that verse where it says pray without ceasing. People are not praying enough. In other words, they're not calling home. They're not depending on God. God wants you to call home. God wants you to pray without ceasing. What does that mean to you today? Pray without ceasing. I believe God wants you to stay in a praying attitude. I believe God wants you to depend upon Him at all times. But if you're not calling home, if you're not praying, where do you get your information? You say, Brother Gregory, where do you get your battle plan? I asked you, where do you get your battle plan? It's been a long time since you called home. It's been a long time since you called on God and believed God for a miracle. We serve a miracle-working God. And God says, call home. God says, rejoice evermore. And God says, pray without ceasing. I believe if we've ever prayed, we need to pray today. I believe if we've ever called home, I'm talking about our heavenly home. I'm talking about getting in touch with God. I'm talking about Almighty God. I'm talking about calling home. Because He said He would show us great and mighty things that thou knowest not. The first thing He said in Jeremiah 33:3, He said, call upon me and I will answer thee. I ask you today, have you called home lately? Have you called home today? Have you called home within the last hour? God wants you to call home. God wants you to get in touch. God wants you to get right with Him. If you get right with God, God today, you'll be in a place where you can rejoice evermore. And let me tell you, I'm here to serve notice on you that you'll begin to pray without ceasing. You'll begin to know that God wants you to pray. You'll know that God's going to hear your cry. You'll know that God's going to answer you. I'm here to serve notice on you today that prayer changes things. The Word of God talked about a man that prayed. He prayed earnestly, the Scripture says, and God held a rain back for 3.5 years. You say, why? Because he was a man that rejoiced evermore. He was a man that prayed without ceasing. He was a man that stayed in touch with God. And yes, he got a word from God. He could walk up to the king and he could say, it ain't gonna rain for 3.5 years because I prayed and God shut the sky up. God's not gonna let it rain. You said, would God do anything for me? And I said, yes, ma'am, yes, sir. If you'll pray without ceasing, if you'll believe God for signs and wonders and miracles, God will send signs and wonders and miracles to your house. You can see things happen. If you'll rejoice evermore and you'll pray without ceasing, you can be like it says in the blessing chapter. God said his blessing would come on you and overtake you. I believe God's blessing today will come on you. I believe they'll overtake you if you'll call home. I believe if you'll get in touch with God today, I believe if you'll call home today, it's like he said that he would show you great and mighty things. But he said he would bless you. There's not a one of us today that don't like to be blessed. I heard a man preach last week. He wanted a full-time God, but he just wanted to give part-time service. In other words, he won't go call home very much, but he wanted a full-time God. He wasn't to rejoice very much. He wasn't to praise God very much, but he wanted a full-time God. Well, it don't work that way. If you'll line up with the Word of God, if you'll call home today, if you'll seek the face of God today, God will reach down and he'll send his blessings. I believe they'll come knocking. I believe they'll come looking for you. I believe God will open the windows of heaven. He said he would bless you. And God said he would bless the fruit of your body. God said he'd bless your children. He'd bless your livestock. Isn't God faithful? God's faithful today. And God will do exactly what he said he would do. He said rejoice evermore. In other words, you call home. You praise me. You worship me. You magnify my name. The Word of God called it in Deuteronomy, bless my name. How long has it been since you blessed the name of God? In other words, to bless God, you will have to call home. To praise God, you will have to call home. To worship God, you will have to call home. You will have to get in touch with your Heavenly Father. God wants you to praise Him. God wants you to bless His name. God wants you to lift Him up. God wants you to glorify Him. You can do it if you'll call home. The Word of God says call home. He wants you to call upon Him. He says He will answer you. I've called a lot of places down here and I've got a busy signal or I've got a machine telling me that they couldn't come to the phone. But God's not like that. He said, you call home. You call upon me and I will answer thee. He said, I'll show thee great and mighty things. I'm seeing signs and wonders and miracles out across this country. You say, why? Because I'm rejoicing in Jesus. I'm trying to rejoice evermore. And I'm praying without ceasing. I'm trying to stay in a praying attitude. And them blessings have come. They're looking for me. They're knocking at my door. They're overtaking me. And God's blessing me and my children and my livestock and my land. You say, why? He said, I'll answer thee. He said, I'll show thee great and mighty things that thou knowest not. He said, I'll bless your livestock, but I'll bless your storehouse. I'll bless your storehouse. In other words, he said, bag. He'll bless the bag that I put it in. He'll bless my storehouse. He'll bless my root cellar. He'll bless my pantry. He'll bless my family. You say, why? Because I'm calling home. But God will do the same thing for you today if you'll call home. I'm here to serve notice on you. The Word of God said, rejoice evermore. The Word of God said, Pray without ceasing. I believe it's time to pray. You say, when is it time to pray? Any time is a good time to pray. You can pray and you can worship God when you're working. It's time to pray when you're working. When you're playing, it's time to pray. When you're relaxing, it's time to pray. When you get ready to lay down, it's time to pray. When you rise up in the morning, it's time to pray. You say, what happens when I'm sleeping? The Holy Spirit will make intercession for you, even in your groanings, because the Word of God says so. It's time for us to call home. It's time for us as a nation to get in touch with God. We wonder why we don't have revival. And a lot of places, they're ashamed of the name of Jesus. They're ashamed to call on God. They're ashamed to call home. You say, Brother Gregory, in certain company, they can't call the name of Jesus because it's not in style. And I say, I beg your pardon. If you'll call that name, it's above every name. God will reach down and God will give you the victory. And God will give you revival. And God will give you backbone. And yes, you'll see things happen at your house. You'll see your children saved. You'll see your grandchildren saved. You'll see them walking in victory. God says, call home. He said, rejoice evermore. And he said to pray without ceasing. I want to read the scripture one more time. In 1 Thessalonians 5:16. Rejoice evermore. I want you to settle in your heart today and purpose in your heart today that with the grace of God and the mercies of God that you will begin to rejoice evermore. God will give you special strength if you'll begin to rejoice evermore. You'll see special miracles if you'll rejoice evermore. I believe you can become peculiar treasure, but you will have to rejoice evermore. The Word of God says pray without ceasing. We live in a country that don't want to pray. We live in a country that they're turning their back on God and they're turning their back on prayer and they wonder why they no longer have revival. The Word of God said, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves. I live in a country where people won't humble themselves. You say, why? Because pride is taken over and God is outraged. You say, how what else? The Word of God said, pray. They're no longer praying in the courthouse. The Word of God said in the book of Amos, he tells us to love the good and hate the evil. And he said, establish judgment in the gate. The gate is the courthouse. We're no longer trying to establish judgment in the courthouse. They don't want to pray in the courthouse. They don't want to read the Word of God in the courthouse. They don't want the Ten Commandments in the courthouse. But they want all the benefits of serving God. God said, call home. If we could get our leaders to call home, if we could get them to call home today, the senators and representatives and governors and mayors and people in authority down to the county level, that they would humble themselves, that they would pray and seek the face of God. God said, seek my face. Yeah, they're seeking faces all right in America. They're seeking the faces on our money. They're seeking faces on a dollar bill more than do God. And we wonder why we no longer have the victory. We wonder why we no longer have prestige all over the world. We wonder why we're the most hated country in the world. You say, Brother Gregory, have we rejected God? We turn our back on God. We refuse to call home. We try everything else and then we call home. But God says, call home. Call upon me and I'll answer thee and show thee great and mighty things that thou knowest not. Yes, we can have revival. But we're going to have to humble ourselves. We're going to have to pray. We no longer pray in the courthouse. We've got to get prayer back in the courthouse. We no longer have leaders who pray. We're going to have to elect some leaders that know how to pray. Where are the knees there on the britches praying? We no longer pray at the schoolhouse. We wonder why we can't send our little children to school. Because somebody's running down her hall with a machine gun trying to kill our children. There's people that are trying to dope them up. There's homosexual people that are passing their condoms. Don't that make you sick? They took the Bible out. They took prayer to school. But they let the homosexual come in and pass out condoms. Passing out birth control pills down to 11 years old. You said, Brother Gregory, what is it? It's a stink in the nostrils of God, and we need to call home. You said, I need to go to Washington. I said, no, ma'am, you don't need to go to Washington. You said, I need to go to Washington. I said, no, sir, you don't need to go to Washington. You need to pray. The Word of God said, rejoice evermore. The Word of God said, pray without ceasing. We no longer pray in the courthouse. We no longer pray in the schoolhouse. We no longer pray in our own houses. We got something to take its place. We call it a substitute. We got a substitute. You say, what kind of a substitute? We got a television. And we no longer have a family altar. We no longer have daily Bible reading. We no longer have prayer. God said, rejoice evermore. In other words, celebrate me around your children. Pray to me in front of your children. Pray to me in front of the neighborhood. Pray without ceasing. Pray everywhere you go. Don't be ashamed to pray. And I'm going to bless you. God's blessings will overtake you if you're called home. Have you called home lately? Have you got in touch with your Heavenly Father? Have you agonized before God? Have you begun to pray? Have you begun to seek His face? Word of God said, seek my face. We seek our own face more than we do God's face. We wonder why we don't have revival, but we're not praying. We're not rejoicing. We're not giving our testimony. We're not shouting the victory. We're not praising our God. And we wonder why that we don't have revival. God says, call home. We'll humble ourselves if we'll pray and seek the face of God, if we'll turn from our wicked ways. I live in a country that's trying almost everything. It looks like they're trying everything and seeing how much evil they can do and still get away with it. You say, can we get away with it? Not before God. We might get away with it before man. Man might pat you on the back. But let me tell you something. The devil The thief has come to steal, to kill, and to destroy. He's walking right down the street. He doesn't want you to rejoice in Jesus. He doesn't want you praying without ceasing. Because the thief comes but for to steal, to kill, and to destroy. Devil's trying to kill you spiritually. Devil's trying to kill you physically. Devil's trying to steal from you. He's trying to steal your children. And a lot of times we let it go on. A lot of times we throw up our hands, we surrender, we don't pray, we don't rejoice in Jesus, we don't call the name that's above everything, we don't bless our God, and we wonder why God can't bless us and use us. God wants to give you a spiritual backbone today, but you're going to have to call home to get it. I believe if you'll call home, I believe if you'll mean business with God, I believe if you'll seek the face of God today, I believe if you'll begin to rejoice in Jesus today, you'll see things happen at your house. The Word of God goes on to say, in everything, give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. To give thanks, you're going to have to call home. Did you hear what I said? I said, to give thanks, you're going to have to call home. The Word of God says, in everything, giving thanks. God wants you to give thanks in everything. He said, this is the will of God. Wouldn't you like to start off today doing the will of God? Wouldn't you like to start off today in revival? You've humbled yourself, you've prayed, you've been seeking the face of God. You've purposed in your heart that you go turn from your wicked ways and you stand up and confess Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. God will be there and He'll never leave you nor forsake you. The Word of God says, even to the end of the world. God will be there to bless you, but you're going to have to call home. If you get saved today, you're going to have to call home. If you'll call home today and get right with God, if you'll call home today and beg forgiveness, if you'll call home today and ask Jesus to come into your heart, there'll be a celebration in heaven. There'll be a celebration in the presence of the holy angels themselves. It'll be celebration time in heaven as God writes your name on the Lamb's Book of Life. It's a birth certificate. You said, Brother Gregory, is it wonderful? It's wonderful. The Word of God said, rejoice evermore. The Word of God said, pray without ceasing. In other words, rejoice evermore as you call home. In other words, pray without ceasing when you call home. In everything, give thanks. For this is the will of God. Wouldn't it be wonderful If we let God manifest His will in our life today, as we begin to give thanks in all things, begin to thank out God. Let's call home and thank God. God woke us with a sound mind this morning. Let's thank Him for it. God loved us enough to send His Son, and Jesus loved us enough to die for us. Let's thank Him for it today. God reached down and God pricked our heart and God saved our soul. Let's thank Him for it today. God washed us in the blood of Jesus. God forgive us of all the sin in our hearts and lives. Let's thank Him for it. He said, giving thanks in all things. This is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Let's call home right now. Let's call home thanking God. Let's call home right now praying. Let's call home right now rejoicing. Let's call home just lifting up the name of Jesus. Let's call home thanking Him for everything He's done. We can thank God for our children. We can thank God for our wives. We can thank God for a good home. We can thank God for a wonderful country. Let's call home and let's thank Him for it. The 19th verse says, quench not the Spirit. I live in a country that doesn't like to talk about the Holy Ghost. They don't like to talk about the Spirit of God. They don't like to talk about the power of God. Isn't that a staff commentary? We want the power to come down in our hearts, but we won't call home. We want the Holy Ghost operating in our lives, but we won't call God and ask Him for it. The Word of God said the promise is unto you and to our children. And to all that are afar off, even as many as the Lord my God shall call. God's got them promises waiting on you. He promised you the Holy Ghost. God will pour the Holy Ghost out upon you. God will allow His Spirit to move through you. But a lot of times we quench the Spirit. In 1607, when they come over here, preachers come with them up James River. They settled around Jamestown. They began to preach all in the eastern part of the United States of America. And by 1627, 1628, 9, the Holy Ghost began to move. But they had a council meeting. And they decided not to let spiritual things happen in the church. You said, why? They were carnal-minded. And they wonder why they didn't receive the blessings of God. You wonder today why you're not receiving the blessings of God and you won't call home. You wonder why the windows of heaven are not open at your house, that your children are on a rampage. You wonder why it's happening now, but you won't call home. God said, call home. God said, rejoice evermore. God said, pray without ceasing. God said, in all things, give thanks. This is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Then He said, quench not the Spirit. I ask you today, are you led by the Spirit and power of God? If you don't have the Holy Ghost, you hardly have power enough to blow your own nose. You need the Holy Ghost. But you quench your spirit. You need the Holy Ghost, but you sit on the Word of God. You won't rise up. You won't call home. You won't rejoice anymore. You won't pray without ceasing. I'm begging you today. Call home. Get in touch with your God. Rededicate your heart and life. Start off fresh in you and be determined to call home. Be determined to pray without ceasing. Be thankful. Be grateful. Begin to worship your God. Begin to praise your God. Begin to serve your God with everything you got. I want to read the 23rd verse. And the very God of peace sanctify you wholly. And I pray, God, your Holy Spirit and your soul and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. It's just like God said. If you're called home today, God can keep you blameless. God can keep you separated from the world. God can give you the victory. And you'll be blameless because Jesus Christ is coming back. He's coming with a shout. The archangel will sound the trumpet. And we're going to be caught up together in the air. Isn't that something to pray about? Isn't that something to call home today about? Isn't it something to get in touch with God about today? Jesus is coming. He's coming back just like He said. If you're not a born-again Christian today, you're not ready for the coming of Jesus. If you're not a born-again Christian, you're not calling home. But you can start off fresh in you. If you believe that the resurrection took place, and you believe it with all your heart, It can't be a head trip. You're going to have to mean business in your heart. And the Word of God says, confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus. And the next verse tells us why he said it. He said, for with the heart man believeth unto righteousness. If you don't really believe with all your heart, you're not going to walk the path of righteousness. And he said, confession was made unto salvation. In other words, you're not going to be ashamed to let your life confess Christ. You're going to confess Christ everywhere you go. You're going to rejoice in Jesus. You're going to rejoice evermore. You're going to pray without ceasing. And you're going to give thanks in all things. This is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. You're going to refuse to quench the Spirit. And yes, God can preserve you. And you're going to be blameless when Jesus comes. Will you pray with me today? Can you confess Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior? God will save your soul. God will give you a birth certificate in heaven. God will call for a celebration among the holy angels themselves up in heaven. Let me pray with you. Lord Jesus, I commend this great and wonderful congregation to you. And I ask today that you will preserve us. And I'm asking you to help each one of us. Give us strength to call home. Not just today, but let us call home continually. Because you say, call upon me and I'll answer thee and show thee great and mighty things that thou knowest not. Help us to call home today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.